Blog Talk Radio.
The words we speak translate into feelings that express belief systems at the conscious and subconscious level. And what we speak is what we attract towards us.
We really aren't using our minds for the most positive results in our life.
Do you have a question or a comment that you'd like to make today?
Well, this has to tie in with what the lady was just saying, as far as the way the children are raised and the environment that they live in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in a recovery program now, and it teaches us that we have a philosophy here that we are all born with potential and we are not victims of circumstance. And I believe that everybody has the will to change. You can't blame the way you were raised for the things you do in life. You have to be able to decide right from wrong at one point in time.
You are listening to In the Spirit on Blog Talk Radio with your host, Shirley, also known as Toughway. Toughway means to appreciate God and to glorify God. Let's glorify God today on this episode of In the Spirit. Good afternoon, and thank you so much for tuning into the show today. I am your host, Shirley. I would like to jump right into this segment by responding to a couple of email requests that I received where people were asking, how do you apply the things that I'm saying to your life on a daily basis? One of the things that I've always said and will continue to reiterate is that change is a process. For the most part, it does not happen overnight for most of us. We really do have to make a concerted effort every day to develop a different mindset about our outlook on life. We have to make a concerted effort to change our attitudes and behavior to align with the direction that we want to grow in. Now, when I talk about mindset, I'm referring to a set of assumptions, methods, or notions that you hold on to. And these notions, these assumptions, create an incentive for you to continue to adopt or accept prior behavior choices as your coping mechanism. And whatever the situation that you're dealing with, you tend to refer back to those assumptions, those methods, in order to deal with a particular situation or behavior that you encounter. So subsequently, your mind is already programmed to respond to any given situation in a predetermined way. It's sort of like being on autopilot. Here's a for instance, when you're dealing with a certain situation, you already have a database filled with preconceived notions about how you've reacted to this particular situation or a similar situation in the past. So you automatically respond or deal with that situation the same way that you normally would. Now, the paradigm shift is when you're dealing with that situation that you've been dealt with some time before, the change comes when you take that microsecond to think about what you're facing and choose to respond differently than you normally would. And that involves several steps in that one process. But I guarantee you, the more you practice, the better you will become at changing you. You're only responsible for yourself and how you respond to a situation in any given moment. So the change comes when you, first of all, recognize the situation for what it is. Secondly, to stop and think about how you are going to respond to that situation. And then lastly, handle the situation differently than you normally would. Here's a tip. If you know you're going to be facing a certain situation, prepare yourself mentally for when you are actually in that situation. It's just like going on a job interview. You wouldn't just get up out of bed, get dressed, and go on an interview without preparing in advance, would you? No, of course you wouldn't. You do your research on the company. You learn as much as you can about the company. hopefully you've done some research and you've studied the types of questions that employers may ask during an interview. That way, when you get to the interview, you're prepared, you're ready for the questions that they may ask because you've studied how you're going to answer those questions. Well, the same thing holds true for any type of situation that you have to deal with. Remember the words in Romans 12 where we're admonished to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. And that sounds like change to me. The Word of God is telling us that we have to change our mind to not be conformed to this world. Just because people react and respond and say and do things does not mean that we have to replicate that behavior or replicate those words or replicate that action. We're individuals. We are God created. We are a designer original, and we have to design our lives according to what God put inside of each and every one of us. Again, we're a designer original, and we have an authentic, original, unique life that has been designed for you. Specifically, you can't live anyone else's life. You are put on this earth to live a life that was created just for you. And if you don't align yourself with the Spirit of God inside of you to co-create that life, then you're going to miss the mark every single time. And the good news is that as long as you have breath in your body and you're in your right frame of mind, it is never too late to change your mind about the direction that your life is headed. So hopefully that answer has helped your understanding on the steps necessary to help you change your mindset and develop new mechanisms to help you become the best person that you can become, and also to help you deal with situations that you encounter on a regular basis differently than how you've been doing things in the past. I appreciate emails from you, the listening audience, because this show is for you. Please feel free to email me with any questions or comments that you have about the show or any topics that you'd like to hear discussed on the show. You can send your emails to alwaysinthespirit@gmail.com. With that said, we'll move right into the topic that I wanted to discuss today, which is taken out of Romans 8:28, and it reads, "And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God and those who are called according to His purpose." A lot of people interpret that to refer to what's going on in your life right now. Don't worry about it because everything is working together for your good. That's true to a certain extent, but I beg to differ from that common perspective on that verse. I surmise that as long as we are attempting to align our lives up with the Spirit of God inside of us, then yes, everything that we do will work to bring us to that good place that God wants us to be. An analogy that I like to use is a box filled with pieces of a puzzle. When you purchase a puzzle, you have a picture of how that puzzle is going to look when you put all the pieces together. And so that's what God does spiritually. He gives us a picture, and the picture is our purpose. So He gives us purpose. And when God created you, He created you with a unique purpose that only you can fulfill while you're on this earth. But He's not going to wait forever for you to fulfill that purpose either, because if you're not lined up with the Spirit inside of you, co-creating your life to fulfill that purpose, He's going to take that assignment and pass it on to someone else. Here's an example of what I'm referring to. Have you ever had the feeling that you should do something? You just felt like there was something specific that you should do. You just got an idea to do this specific task. And you never follow through on that prompting to do that certain thing. And every now and then you'd get the notion to do it, but you just didn't do it for whatever reason. 5 or 6 years later, someone else has done that thing that you were inspired to do 5 or 6 years previously. Well, that was an aspect of the purpose that God had put you on this earth to do. That was an element of the work that was assigned for you to do. And since you didn't listen to that still small voice inside of you when it told you to do whatever it was that you didn't follow through on, and the Spirit of God needed that thing to come forth in the universe, and by you not being tuned into the Spirit of God, that assignment was given to someone else who was receptive to the Spirit of God. So yes, there is purpose assigned specifically for you. However, God is not going to wait for you to catch up to Him to get His work done. Let's take a look at the parable of the talents in the book of Matthew, chapter 25, verse 14. It talks about kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. And to one he gave 5 talents. To another 2 talents, and to another 1 talent, to each according to his own ability, and immediately he went on a journey. Now, what I want to say to that, again, God has put something inside of you. So, how do you find out what your purpose is? Look at your talent. What are you talented at? What are you good at? What is your ability? What talent do you have that you love to do, that you're passionate about, and you would do even if you didn't get paid for? So whatever that talent is, that's the gift that God put inside of you to fulfill your divine assignment on this earth. And then in verse 16 it reads, then he who had received the 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5 talents, and likewise he who had received 2 gained more also. And one who had received the 1 talent went and hid his talent and in the ground. And so if you know the parable, when the master returned, his servants had to give an account for what they did with what he had left them. And so for the one who hid the talent, he was afraid to do anything with what the master had given him. How many times have you been stymied in life because of fear of the unknown? And notice, the servants who used the talents that the master had given them were successful, and they were rewarded for their endeavors. The master got angry and took away what he had. It says in 28, therefore take the talent from him and give it to the one who has the 10 talents. For everyone who has, more will be given, and he will have abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. I want to share this little excerpt from my study Bible, the study note here for this particular passage. It reads, watchfulness does not mean idleness, but a faithful discharge of one's responsibility. The wise use of gifts and abilities entrusted to us results in greater opportunities, while their neglect results not only in the loss of more opportunities, but of that which was entrusted. In summing up this session for today, I'd like to leave you with this. Yes, all things do work together for your good, for your highest good, when you decide to change your mind about your life. When you make that commitment to go inside, to tap into your power source, to trust the Spirit of God to every area of your life, profound change is bound to happen. You take one step, the Spirit of God will take you 2 steps further. We used to play this game when I was a child called May I. So the rule of the game was you had to raise your hand and ask permission to move forward. And the object was to get close enough to be able to touch the person who was facilitating, and then you'd get a turn to facilitate the next round. So you'd raise your hand and ask the facilitator, may I take 1 step forward? And depending on how the facilitator felt, they would either say yes or no. Well, aren't you glad that life isn't like that? We don't have to ask permission to move forward in life. We don't have to ask permission to be successful. We don't need permission to fulfill our purpose. Everything that you need to succeed in life, God has already put inside of you. When you were born into this world, you came equipped with everything that you will need for the rest of your life to fulfill God's divine purpose for which you were born. And you don't have to ask anyone for permission to do that. You are already empowered. You are already endowed with greatness. If you're ready to live life and live it more abundantly, then it's time for you to change your mind about how you have been doing things in the past, how you have been thinking in the past, how you have been behaving in the past. Recognize the need to change. Recognize when you're in a situation that may be tempting to you to behave or act or respond the old way. Take that microsecond to think about what you're dealing with and then do something different every single day. It's time to change those same old ways and develop new patterns of behavior that are going to bring you into that good and perfect life that God has designed for you to live. And that life will ultimately glorify Him. Remember, He's already given you the picture. He's already given you your purpose. When you were born, you're like that puzzle box. The picture is already on the cover of the box, so you know what it's going to look like. The pieces are the different life stages that you go through to complete the picture, to put the puzzle together. Some of the pieces may get lost along the way. True that. Some of them may get torn and battered. That's true as well. Nevertheless, when you stay the course, when you stay consistent in what you do, all we have to do is take one step at a time and stay the course. Yes, we will get sidetracked. Yes, we will meet people along the way who will try to distract us from our purpose. But as long as we get back on course, stay in the light of God, not in the darkness of this world, and eventually develop a network of people who are also striving to stay in the light of God, you will have the victory at the end. Read the book, We Do Win. We are more than conquerors through the anointing of God Almighty. I'd like to leave you with these words from the essay, The Oversoul, written by Ralph Waldo Emerson. And it reads, "The things we now esteem fixed shall one by one detach themselves like ripe fruit from our experience and fall." And a few sentences down it reads, "The soul looks steadily forward, creating a world always before her and leaving world always behind her. She has no dates, no rights, no persons, nor specialties, nor men. The soul knows only the soul. All else is idle weeds for her wearing." That is going to do it for our broadcast today. Thank you so much for tuning in to In the Spirit on Blog Talk Radio. Feel free to email me at alwaysinthespirit@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Have a prosperous day.